Today's shiur will be Masechta Menachos Daf Ayin Ches. We will start 10 lines from the top of the Amud, from the beginning of the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Hamiluyim hoyiboyim kemasa shebetoido. By the Miluyim, when they dedicated the Mishkan in the Midbar in the desert, and they brought special korbanos, so the Mishnah says that the Miluyim, the korbanos mincha they brought, were similar to the matzah that you have in the korban toido. That they had three kinds, chalois, urekikin, urevucha. The same three kinds of matzah that we have by the toido, that you have chalois and rekikin. The chalois were mixed with oil. The rekikin are smeared with oil. And the revucha is the soft one. So the same three kinds you had by the miluyim. Then the mission continues, nezira is hoise bosh, te yoda is kemata shol toido. The chalois, it came along with the carbon of the nazir. There you had two parts which were similar to the matzah of the toida, which means in the matzah of the toida you had three kinds, and here you had two out of the three. You had chalois or a kikin, but the ein baravucha, the third kind, ravucha, wasn't there. Nimtes, it comes out that it had asora kabin Yerushalmi, that the flour that was used for the lechem by the korban of the nazir had 10 kabin Yerushalmis. Because as we said before, by the lachma toida, the three kinds of matzah had 15 kabin Yerushalmis. Five for each kind. Now, since this had only two out of the three kinds, so it didn't have 15 kabin Yerushalmis, it had 10 kabin Yerushalmis. Shehein, which are shisha esroinus ujin, six esroinus and a little bit more. Because as we learned before, the 15 kabin by the lach metoida were really 10 esroinus. So since this was only 10 kabin, so it was six esroinus and two thirds. And that's what the Mishnah means. Shehein, shisha, esroinus, ujon, these are six esroinus and two-thirds. In other words, each kab was equivalent to two-thirds of an esroin. So it comes out that 10 kabim are equal to six and two-thirds esroinus. Then the Gemara continues, how do we know this, that the Mishnah says that by the Miluyim, they had all three kinds of matzah, as by the Lach Metoide, Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guria, Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav Chama Bar Guria, the Omar Krob, because the Pasuk says concerning the Miluyim, Omisal HaMatzah is Asher Lifnei Hashem, and from the basket of matzah that was in front of Hashem, Lo Kachitug Chalas Matzah Achas, one chal of matzah, the Chalas Lechem Shemen Achas, and one chal of bread of oil, the Rokik Echad, and one Rokik. So Bishloi Mechalos Chalos. When it says he took one chalos, so we know chalos is chalos. When it mentions he took one Rokik, that's a Rokik. So we know they had chalos and had Rekikin. But shemen my ninhu, what are shemen? It also mentions he took chalas lechem shemen achas. He took one chal of bread of oil. What is that? La, don't you think, revucha, that this must be revucha? So the made up from here, we see that they had also revucha. Maskid vo revavye. So revavye asked the question, eime let us say, unto the mishcha. Maybe it means a blob of oil. How do we know when it says chalas lechem shemen? It means a revucha. Maybe it means that you have to take a blob of oil. It should be the shape of a lechem, and that's what they had to bring. Or another pshat Rashi, that maybe it means just a big piece of dough that was fried in oil. But how do you know it was the revucha? Elo, ke the dorash, nachem bar revchizda, mishmei derev tavle. So the only word that we know that they had these three kinds, which mainly means, how do we know that they had revucha? It is like Rav Nachman bar revchizda, dash in the name of Rav Tavle. He said, the Pasuk says, Ze korban aron nebona vashi yakrivu l'Hashem b'yoyim himosha choyse. This is a Pasuk concerning the minchas chavitin. And the Pasuk says that this is the korban of Aaron and his children, that they should be makif to Hashem in the day that you anoint him. And the Pasuk continues, it has to be asiri so'ifo, half in the morning and half in the evening, etc. So the question is, v'chima lo madnu lebonov, what does it teach to his children the day that he was anointed? The Pasuk mentions the day that he is anointed. So this is the korban of Aaron, the day he's anointed. So why mention the children here? What do the children have concerning the anointment of the father? But the Torah wants us to compare the chinuchai, when you dedicate a kohen, when he starts doing his avodah, to the time when the kohen gadol is nimshach. Ma himoshchay revucha, af chinuchay revucha. That just like the Kohen Gadol when he is anointed. So he has to bring the minchas chavitin. So there one of the things is revucha, so too. When the Kohen Hagid gets his chinuch, also the korban he brings has to have revucha. And how do we know that the korban of the kohen gadol has to have revucha? Because the pasuk there clearly says al machvas of shemen to yose murveches to vienna. So the Torah says clearly has to be revucha. And even though the Torah is mainly speaking about the korban of the kohen gadol, the Torah here mentions aron uvonov to teach us that the korban of his children, meaning when a kohen hedyet is inaugurated into the avodah, also brings the same korban with revucha. Now the miluim, that was the chinuch of the kohenim. So since we see that by the chinuch of the kohenim, you have to have revucha, so obviously by the miluim you also have to have revucha. So from here we know that by the korban of the miluim, then they didn't only have chalos and the kikin, as it says clearly in the pasuk, but they also had revucha. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Rav Chisda said, Kohen Gadol ha-miskar av la-avoyde, Kohen Gadol, that gets close to the avoyde, which means he gets appointed to become Kohen Gadol, sorry, shtei esroi na-seifa. He needs two esroi na-seifa. Like this, a Kohen Gadol has to bring an asir na-seifa every day. A Kohen Hedyet only brings it when he is nischanach to the avoyde. A Kohen Gadol brings it every day, but at the time when the Kohen Gadol is nischanach to be a Kohen Gadol, he brings two. Achas li'imoshchoi, v'achas li'chinuchoi. One because he's anointed, which means one because he becomes a Kohen Gadol, so a Kohen Gadol has to bring the Milchas Chavitin every day, and one because of his chinuch, because he is nischanach to become a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring this Asiris Oifah separately. So he brings two Asiris Oifah. Marbar Rav Asher, and Marbar Rav Asher says, sholish, he has to bring three. But the loy pligi there is no machloikis. Ho the avod avoyde kishu koin hedyed. One is talking in the case where he already did the avoid as a koin hedyed. Ho the loy avod avoyde kishu koin hedyed. The other one is talking in the case where he did not do the avoyde yet as a koin hedyed. So if he already did avoid as koin hedyed, so then he only brings two. One for his being as chanach as koin gadol, and one for his daily korban as a koin gadol. And if he never did avoid as a koin hedyed, so here he has to bring three. One for his chinuch as a koin bechlal. Another one for his chinuch as a kohen gadol, that even though they come together, but nevertheless they are two separate inyanim. So for two chinuchim, for the chinuch as a kohen, and for the chinuch as a kohen gadol, he has to bring two separate ones. And one, because he's a kohen gadol, because he's nimshach, he has to bring the minchas chavitin every day, so he brings this day too. So therefore he would have to bring three. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah, Nezirus, hoysobo, shtei yodis kimatah shebetoydeh. By the lechem of the Nezirus, it was two parts of the matzah of the Toidah. By the matzah of the Toidah, we had three. Chalos, Rikikin, and Revucha. And by the Nezirus, you only had Chalos, Rikikin, and you didn't have Revucha. And we know this because the Posik, concerning the Korban of the Nozir, in Parsha Nosik, Yipitul Vov, Posik Tasvov says, Vesal matzoi, soilus, chalois, blulois, bashemen, urikike matzois, meshuchim, bashemen, uminchosav, and iskeim. So the Toidah says clearly, that you have to have chalois lulav bashamen, so you have the chalois, and you have rekikin matzis meshuchim bashamen, and you have the rekikin. So from here we know that you have these two. But the revucha, the Torah doesn't mention, so therefore by the korban of the Naziris, there was no revucha. You only had these two kinds. Two kinds of the three that you had with the lach b'toyta. And then the Gemara says, Rabbanu learned, Shlomov, there's a posik by the korban toyta where it says Shlomov, the posik. And this is the posik, al zevach toyta Shlomov, and the word Shlomov is extra. Because it already says, Zoy Torah Zevach Shlomov. So why does the Torah have to write again the word Shlomov in this Pasik? In the Pasik, Al Zevach Torah Shlomov. The Rabbi said this comes to include, to add, Shalmi Nozir, comes to add that the Shlomim of a Nozir, which also has Lechem, has to have Laseres Kabin Yerushalmias. It has to have 10 Kabin Yerushalmias, or the Revi is Shemin, and the Revi is of a Lug of Oil. Because by the Lachma Torah, where we had three kinds of Matzah, Chalois, Rikikin, and Revucha. And that was made of 15 kavin Yerushalmi is a flour. So obviously, since we have to learn not from there, the same din by the lechem of the shlomim of the nazir, and since here they only had two kinds of matzah, so obviously it had two-thirds of that. So it only had 10 kavin Yerushalmi. So we know from this word shlomov that the flour that you made the lechem of the shlomim nazir has to be made of 10 kavin Yerushalmi. And also, a revi is of oil. Since the three kinds of matzah by the Lach Metoyd was made of a half of a lug of oil, and the way it was divided was that half of that half was used for chalos and the kikin, and the other half of the half, which means the other quarter of the lug, was used for the revucha. Now, since by the lechem of the Shalmi Nozir there were no revucha, there were only the other two, so the same amount of oil that you used for these two by the Lach Metoyd, you have to use for these two by the Shalmi Nozir. And from there we know that you have to have a reviyas of oil for the lechem at the shalmanos. But then the Gemara continues, Yochel, I would think, l'chol ma'ashabar binyan, that this word shlomo comes to include shalminozi, that it should have the same din as lachmetoido, maybe it means for everything, that the shalminozi should also have the third kind of ravucho. Talmud Leiber, but the Pasuk says, by the nozir. Matzois, from here we know it only means the two. But the Gemara asks, my Talmud, what is the limud? How does the word matzois teach us that? Omer Rapapa, said Rapapa, answered, dovah shenemar by matzois. That this teaches us that what do we compare to lachmetoido only to such things where the toido uses the word matzois. Lafuke comes to exclude Ravucha the loy number be matzis, where it doesn't say matzis. Because concerning the lachme toida, the Pasuk says, Vehikri valzevacha toida, chalois matzis bulos vashemen, urekike matzis mishuchen vashemen, vesoilos murveches chalois bulos vashemen. So from here we know the three kinds, because the Pasuk mentions chalois matzis bulos vashemen, and then the Pasuk mentions Rikiki Matzah M'shulchan Bashamen. That is the Rikikin. And the Ravucha is learned out from the Soilus Murbeches Chalus Vuz Bashamen. But concerning the Ravucha, the Torah does not mention the word Matzah. So since by the Shalomim of the Nozir, the Torah mentions the word Matzah, so it teaches us that there we only have such kinds that the Torah uses the word Matzah. So even though we compare the Lechem of the Shalomim Nozir to the Lachme Toida, but from that word Matzah we know that we only have to compare it to the matzahs of the lach metoida, which means to that part of the lach metoida where the toida uses the word matzah. So even though the ravucha was also matzah, but the toida doesn't use the word matzah there, so therefore we don't compare the shalmin nozir to that. And therefore the shalmin nozir remain only with the two, with chalas and rikikin. And we do compare the chalas and rikikin to the lach metoida, the amount of flour and the amount of oil it has to have. But if we don't compare it, that we say that it should also need Ravucha. Then the Gemara says the Beit Rabbi Shmuel Ton and the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they learned, but we know it from a different way. The word Matzah is a cloud. Chalo is a rikiki in Prat. By the Lechem of the Shalman Nozir, first the Torah says Sal Matzah. Then the Torah mentions Chalo is a rikiki. Now the word Matzah is a cloud. It's a general word which includes many kinds. Chalo is a rikiki in our Pratim, our individual things that are specifically chalois and rikikin. So it comes out, the way the Torah writes the din, it writes first the klal, and then the prat, then the prat. And the rule is that ein bichlal elamashe befrat. That whenever the Torah writes first the klal, and then the Torah writes certain details, so the din is that it only applies to those details. If it's the opposite, first the Torah writes the prat, and then the Torah writes the klal. So then we say the Torah means to tell us that it's not only the prat, but other things are also included. That's why after the prat, the Torah wrote the klal. And the prat was only written as an example. But if it's the opposite, first is a klal and then is a prat, then the din is just the opposite, that the Torah wants to tell us that even though I wrote a klal, but really, it's only this prat that the halacha is. And therefore here too, since the Torah first wrote the word matzah, which includes a lot of things, then the Torah wrote the prat, which is chalos erikikin, so that comes to teach us that chalos erikikin ain't only chalos erikikin, midiachin is something else, loy is not. And that's how we know that the vucha is not included. And even though on other things we compare it to the lachma taida, but the taida here specifically tells us that we have to exclude the vucha. Now we'll continue with the next Mishnah. Shoychet es ha-toida lifnim. Lach mochutz lechaimo, if you check the toido inside, which means in the azor. And at that time, the bread that comes along with the toido was laying outside of the chaimo, outside of the wall, and the Gemara will explain exactly which wall we mean. Loi kiddush alechem, the lechem does not become holy, since the lechem becomes holy through the shechita of the zevach. And since at the time of the shechita of the zevach, the lechem was laying in the wrong place, so therefore the lechem doesn't become holy. Then the mission continues, Shochto actually korbu paneh batanur, they shechted the korbu, the toida. Before the crust of the bread hardened, not only wasn't it baked yet, but the outer crust didn't even get hard. Fafilu korbu kulon chutz mechod mehen, and even if all of them did get hard, except one, loy kiddush alechem, the lechem is not holy. Because as the Gemara will explain, since the lechem depends on the sheet of the korbu, so the time of the shit of the korban, it has to be already lechem, it has to be bread. Now if it didn't get at least hard on the outside, it's not called lechem. So when they shechted it, It wasn't lechem yet. Later, there is nothing to make the lechem holy, so therefore, the lechem would not be holy. And the Gemara explains, my chutz lechoimo, when he said that he shech the toido inside, and the lechem was out of the lechoimo, which choimo do we mean? Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rabbi Yochanan says, chutz lechoimo is beis pagi. That means it was outside of the choimo of beis pagi, which is outside of the choimo of harabais, which means you had the wall around the Azorah, and then outside of that, around that, you had the harabais, and you had a wall around that. So if it was outside of the wall of the harabais, so then the din is that it is possible. The Shlokish Omar, chutz l'choymes ha'azorah. The Shlokish says, no, it means it was outside of the walls of the Azorah, which means even though it was inside of the walls of Beis Pagi, but since it was outside of the walls of the Azorah, it is already possible. And the Gemara explains what the machlokes is. The Shlokish Omar, the Shlokish says, chutz l'choymes ha'azorah. Why does he say that if it's outside of the walls of the Azorah, it's already possible? Because be'in and al besomach. He says we need al, has to be close. The Pasuk says, v'hikriv al zevach ha'toido chalo is matzot v'luz v'shemen, or v'kikim matzot v'shuchim v'shemen, v'selus merbechas chalo z'luz v'shemen. So when the Torah speaks about the chalois, so the Torah mentions v'hikriv al zevach ha'toido, that this you should be makriv on the zevach ha'toido, on the korban of the toido. So the Shlokish says al means besomach close. So therefore, the bread has to be close to the korban. And since the korban is in the Azorah, so the bread also has to be in the Azorah. So therefore, if it's just outside of the Azorah, it's already possible. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that it means chutz l'choym es bispagi. When is it possible if it's out of the walls of bispagi? Ava chutz l'azorah kodesh, but if it's only outside of the Azorah. But inside of the walls of bispagi, it still is holy. Why? For loy bin an al besomach. Because he says you don't have to have al besomach. When the Torah says al, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be very close. So even though the Torah says v'hikriv al zevach ha'toida, that this bread has to be al zevach ha'toida, doesn't mean it has to be close. So therefore, it doesn't have to be in the Azorah. Nevertheless, it has to be in the chaymas bispagi. But to say that it has to be in the chaymas Azorah, the Bi'yochanan says it doesn't, because he holds al doesn't mean dafki besomach. But one might ask, let it be possible for a different reason, because it's Yoytze. Since it goes out of the Azorah, let it be possible mitzad Yoytze going out of its borders. But here it cannot be possible, because the din by a toide is that the toide and the lechem could be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim. And since it didn't go out of the walls of Yerushalayim, so it's not considered Yoytze. The only reason it could be possible is because it's not close to the Zevach Toide. So if you hold al means besomuch, it has to be mamash close. So it has to be very close inside the Azorah. If you hold al doesn't mean besomuch, so even if it's not that close, even if it's outside of the Azorah, but as long as it's in the chaymas beis pagi, it's enough and it's kosher. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. But then the Gemara asks, for yifligu bochod azimna, didn't they argue in this once already before? It comes out that the whole basis of this argument is whether we darshan al besomach or not, but in a different place they already argued over the same thing, whether al is besomach or not. That now, because we learn in the Mishnah in Pesachim, ha-shoicha desa pesach ala chometz, if someone shechs the korban pesach, while he still has chometz, oiver beloitese, he's oiver and aloitese. Because the Pasuk says, leisishchat al chometz dam zifchi, you should not shecht an chometz, which means when you have chometz. The blood of my korban. Now, which korban does that mean? It means the korban pesach. That you're not allowed to shech the korban pesach if you still have chometz. Rabbi Yehuda says afa tomit. The same din applies to the korban tomit. That if you shecht an eret pesach, the tomit shall be in harbayim. The second tomit, if you shecht it while it's still chometz, he's also over, because he darshens on the pasuk says leisishchat al chometz dam zifchi. You should not shecht an chometz the blood of my korban. That means zifchi. Korban hamiyuchadli, my special korban, my korban, which is the special korban of Hashem, that is the korban tomit. So he says that if you do that by the korban tomit, you are also oiver on this loisese. But Omer Ishlokish, and Ishlokish said, la'oy la'bein chayiv, he's not chayiv at sheyehei oil shoychet. That if you have chometz, or the shoychet has chometz, the one that chested it, oil is zoyrik, or the kohen who sprinkled the blood has chometz, oil echad l'bnei chabura. Or to one of the people who are in the group who appointed themselves on this korban. Because we know by the korban pesach, you have to appoint yourself first. You have to register, so to speak, first, and become a group. So if any one of the group has chometz, so he's over on this laf. But this has to be imoy ba'azorah. And the chometz has to be with him in the azorah. When are you over on this laf? If the one that had the chometz had it with him in the azorah. But Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Afal Pish Eini Mebazor. Even if he didn't have it with him in the Azore, he's also over on this lav. And the machloikas here is, because the Pasuk says, Lo yishchat al chometz dam zivchi, you not shecht an chometz, the blood of my korban. The machloikas is, what does al mean? The Shlokish says, al means besamach close. And therefore, when are you over on this lav, if you have the chometz close? That means you have the chometz in the Azore. Rabbi Yochanan says, al does not mean besamach. So therefore, he says, even if he didn't have it in the Azorah, as long as the person owned the Chometz, he's already over on this lav. So we see here already a machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlokish, whether we darshan al besamuch or not. So why do they have to argue again concerning the posik? He krif al zavach atoido. And the Gemara answers, tzrichei, we need them both. The eat me by he. If it would just have been taught in that din by the Korban Pesach, I would think by he come Rabbi Yochanan, only there Rabbi Yochanan says that al does not mean the samuch and you are oiver, even if you didn't have it with you, because the kol heicha de iser beisurikoy, because wherever the chometz is, it's a iser. Because we know erev Pesach, after chatzos, afternoon, midaraisa, you're not allowed to have any chometz. So even if he didn't shech the korban Pesach, the fact that he owns chometz at that time is already an iser. So therefore, when the Torah says do not shech the korban when you have chometz, since wherever you have it, there is an Iser, so it makes sense to say that here, you don't have to have it in the Azorah in order to be Oivet. Wherever you have it, which means, whichever way you are Oivet the Iser of having Chometz, there is another Iser of Shecht in the Korban Pesach at that time. Aval Inyan Mikadish Lechem, but concerning whether it makes holy the Lechem or not, Eime, I would say, Moidele L'Rish Lakish, he's Moidele to Rish Lakish, the E Iser Bifnim, that if the bread is inside the Azorah, Kodesh, it's Kodesh. But if Roya on the outside, Loi Kodesh, it's not Kodesh. Maybe Be'emes he holds that Al is besamach. And therefore, since the Pasuk says, V'hikiv Al Zevach HaToide, the only time the Lechem is Kodesh, if it's close to the Zevach HaToide, which means it's in the Azore. By the Korban Pesach, there's an exception. Because there, the Iser Chometz is whether it's in the Azore or not. The Iser Chometz is anyway. So it makes sense to say that there, if you share the Korban, wherever you have Chometz, being that you're not allowed to have it, you are still over and alive. That's what I would think. Therefore, we have to have the machloikis, also in the case of the lechem toida, to tell us that even by the lachma toida, he holds that al is not besamach. The eat me beho, on the other hand, if it would only been taught by the case of the lachma toida, I would think beho, come Rish Lakish only, here Rish Lakish says, it has to be with him in the Azorah, because al means besamach. Avo bahach, but in the other one, concerning the Korban Pesach and the Chometz, Eime, I would think moide leil Rabbi Yochanan, he admits to Rabbi Yochanan, because since wherever you have the Chometz, it is an Iser. So maybe there Rish Lakish admits that even if you don't have it in the Azorah, you're also over on the lava of Lishichad Chometz Dam Zivchi. Tzricha, that's why we have to have the Machloikas over there too. Then the Gemara says, Tanya Kvos Rabbi Yochanan, we learn the Braise. That fits to what Rabbi Yochanan said, because the Braise says, HaShoychad Efa Toide Lifnim, Kishar the Toide inside. The Lachma Chutz Lechoymas Beis Pagi, and the bread at that time were laying outside of the wall of Beis Pagi, Loi Kiddush Alechem, the Lechem is not Kiddush. So we see clearly that which wall do we mean? The wall of Beis Pagi. And even though it was outside of the Azorah, but as long as it was inside the walls of Beis Pagi, the Lechem is Kiddush. It's only if it was outside of the walls of Beis Pagi, that's when the Lechem is not Kiddush. And it's interesting to note that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, his Girus is not Beis Pagi, but his Girus is Beis Pagi. That means that outside of the wall of the place where they used to bake. And the word bagi comes from the word bag, which is pas bag hamelech, which means food. And that's where they used to prepare the food. And that's the wall we're talking about here. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that as long as it was in that wall, it still is Kaddish. But Toysis, that's the kasha. Here it seems like as a machloik is whether al is besamuch, or al is not besamuch, which means one holds that al means further than besamuch. The Shlokish holds al means close. Rabbi Yochanan holds means that al means even further. When earlier in the Aftamach Beis, the Madalev, the Machloik is between Rebbe and the Rabbonon concerning the Shtei HaLechem and the Shtukif Se'atzeres. Whether you have to put one on top of the other to make the Tnuf or not. And there we have a Machloik is whether Al means Mamish, that you Mamish have to put it on, or Al means Besomich, it could be next to it. So we see that the whole Machloik is whether it means on top Mamish or next to it. But to say that it's further than Besomich, there is no opinion like that. So how could there be an opinion here of Amiroim, of Rabbi Yochanan, to say that Al doesn't even mean Besamach, Al means further? And Tosfos answers, we can't compare the two cases. Over there, they're talking about Tnufa. So there, we would assume that the Tnufa has to be like the Hakrova. So Rameel, there's a swara to say that you have to put them together. And even if you hold, you don't have to put one on top of the other mamash, but it has to be close. But here, like we're talking about the shechita, and all the shechita does is mekadesh the lechem. So here, the whole thing is that the lechem should be there. So here the svara would be, or it has to be very close, samuch, or it could be even further. And the same is later when it says, concerning the lava of shoychet al achomet. We also have a machloikis whether it's besamuch or it's further than besamuch. Because there too, since kol haich, as the Gemara says, the isa, be surikoi, wherever it is, it's an isa. So there is a, no svara to say it has to be mamish on top of the korban. The whole shaila is, does it have to be very close, or even if it's further, because the isa is there anyway. So there the machloikis is whether it's besamuch or further. But when it comes to something which is ke'ein da akrove, there the machloikis is whether it's on top mamish or it's besamuch. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah, Shochto achele korban panei batanur, if he shechted the toida before it even got hard on the outside in the oven, and even if most of them did except one, the lechem is not kodesh. The Gemara asks, no, anamila, how do we know this din? The Gemara answers, it's not a Rabbanu, because the Rabbanu learned, the Pasuk says, al chalois lechem chometz yakrif korbonoi al zevach. This is the Pasuk concerning the korban toida, so there it says, and chalos lechem chometz you should be makriv his korban. Then the pasuk continues al zevach toida shlomo. So from the first part of the pasuk where it says al chalos lechem chometz yakriv, melamed it teaches us she'ein alechem kodesh eleim kin korban paneh batanur, that the lechem is not holy unless it first got hard in the oven, at least the outside, at least the face of it, because the pasuk says that you bring the korban al chalos lechem chometz and chalos lechem, so it has to be lechem already. And if it didn't get hard, not even the outside, it's not called lechem. And here the pasuk says that b'shas yakriv, b'shas yomakriv it, which means b'shas yishechted, it already has to be lechem. From here we learn out that if it didn't get hard at the time of the shechita, then the lechem is not kodesh. Then the pasuk says yakriv korbonoi al zevach, from the word yakriv korbonoi. Then it says al zevach toy de shlomov. So from these four words, yakriv korbonoi al zevach, melamed, it comes to teach us she'ein alechem kodesh elo b'shchitas hazevach, that the bread doesn't get holy only with the shchita of the zevach, because the pasuk says here al chalos lechem chometz yakriv korbonoi al zevach. So it comes out that when do the chalos lechem become chalos lechem of toido? Only al zevach, when you shecht. Then the pasuk continues zevach toidas. Malamed, it comes to teach us, she'im shochton shaloi lishmon loy kiddush alechem. And if you shechted the korban shaloi lishmon, not with the intentions of the korban, then the lechem is not kodesh. Because the pasuk says, al zevach toidat shlomov, so it comes out, when is the lechem lechem? Only if it's on zevach of the toida of his shlomim, which means he does it l'shem shlomim, l'shem toida. But if he didn't shechted l'shem korban toida shlomim, so then the lechem is not kodesh. Then the Gemara continues, Pon Rabbanan, Rabbanan learned, Yoitzin b'matzano, this is concerning Pesach, when the din is that you have to eat matzah. So you are yoitzah with matzah, which is half-baked. U'b'matzah hasuya be'ilfes, you're also yoitzah with matzah that was made, which means was baked in a ilfes, in a roast pot. And the Gemara asks, my matzano, what do we mean, matzah that's half-baked? Om Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, kol shapoyso, as long as you break it, ve'ein chutin nimshochin emenu. And there are no strings pulling. But as long as there are no strings pulling, it's already considered baked, and you're a yoytze the mitzvah matzah. If it's less than that, then it's not called matzah, it's still called dough. But as long as it's baked enough that when you break it, there are no strings pulling, so then you're a yoytze the mitzvah matzah. Omar Rav and Rav said, v'chein lini lach mitoida. The same thing as a lach mitoida. But when we said that in order for the lechem to be kodesh, it has to be partially baked at the time of the shechita of the korban, so if it's baked enough that if you would break it, no strings would pull, that is already called lechem, and the lechem is kodesh. But the Gemara asks, shechita, that's simple. Hocha lechem ksiv, here it says lechem, by the matzah it says the word lechem, hocha lechem ksiv, and by the din of the toilet it says lechem. So why would we have thought that there should be a different din between matzah, legabe Pesach, and legabe lachma toide? Why did Rav have to come and say, but the same din applies to lachma toide, we would understand it ourselves. Since in both places it says lechem, and since by the matzah he said that this is already considered lechem, so we would understand ourselves that by lach matoyde this is also considered lechem. And the Gemara answers, ma'od teime, I would have thought, echad omer achmona, that it says you should take truma, one from each challah. So the word echad teaches us, Shelo yidl poros, you shouldn't take a broken piece. So we would think, vaho, this one, if it's not completely baked, kiman de prisadam, it's like it's broken. Since it's not completely baked, by handling it, it'll break by itself. So maybe we consider it broken already, and therefore it wouldn't be Kodesh. Kamash from the Tzvi teacher doesn't know that as long as it's not broken, and it's partially baked enough, that if you would break it, no strings would be pulled, that is considered lechem, and the lechem is Kodesh. Then the Gemara continues, Itmer, we learned, Toide sheshochta al shmoinim chalas, according to Toide sheshochta on 80 chalas, really we're supposed to have, as we know, 40 chalas. But he had 80 chalas. Chizki Omar, Chizki says, Kotchu arboim etech shmoinim, that out of this 80, 40 is Kodesh, and the mele, the korban is kosher. But since we don't know which 40 out of the 80, therefore all 80 have to be eaten with all the conditions of Lachmei Toide, with all the Gedusha and all the restrictions of Lachmei Toide. But that is only because we don't know which 40 are Kodesh. But Lapoel, only 40 are Kodesh, and therefore the korban is kosher. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Loi kicha aboyim etech shmeinim. We don't say that 40 out of 80 are Kodesh. And therefore, this korban is not kosher. Because we don't have 40 here, and there is no korban toide that doesn't have 40 chalas, and therefore it's not Kodesh. And the Gemara explains. Omer Rebbe Zayda said, Hakol moedim, everyone admits, Heichad Omer, when he said, Ligdishu arboyim etech shmoinim, that let 40 out of the 80 be holy, then everyone agrees, kosher, that they are holy. Even though we don't know which 40, but since he only meant 40 out of 80, that's a regular korban toida and it's kodesh. If he said al yigdushu arboim eliim ken yigdushu shmoinim, he said clearly, I don't want 40 out of the 80 to be kodesh. I want all 80 to be kodesh. Then certainly loy kodesh is not kodesh, because there's no such thing as a korban toida with 80 lechem. And since he said clearly, I don't want 40 to be kodesh unless all 80 are kodesh, so that korban is not kodesh. Keep ligi, where the machloik is bistomen. If he didn't say anything. Mar sover one holds, lachrayas kamacham. Chizki holds that the reason he took 80 is because of responsibility, which means he was afraid maybe up to 40 might get lost, so he wanted to make sure his korban should be kosher, that's why he brought 80. But really he means 40 out of the 80. And therefore we say the korban is kosher. Mar sover on one holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, the korban gadol kamacham. What he meant was a big korban. When he brought 80, he didn't mean that the other 40 should be for achrayis, a guarantee for the other 40. But he meant that the korban should be a big korban, that all 80 should be part of the korban. And since there is no such thing as a korban toide with 80 lechem, therefore the korban is possible. Rabbi says, and here it seems from Rashi, that we're not going as the words, the kula alma lachrayis kumacharim, but just that Rabbi says, b'klei shoras mekachin shaloy ladas kumiflegin. The machloikis is whether a clay shoris makes holy without intentions. That is their machloikis. And the clay shoris we're talking about here is the knife. The knife that is used for the shechita of the korban, and that is what is mekadesh the lechem. The machloikis is, this clay shoris, is it mekadesh without intentions of the owner or not? Marsover one holds clay shoris mekadesh shaloi medas. Clay shoris is mekadesh even without das. Omar Sover on one hold, Klishoras a Mikachin Shalay Medas. The Klishoras is not Mikadash without Das. And the truth is, there are two ways to learn Pshat in this Gemara. One way to learn is that we definitely don't assume that he meant Lekorban Godel. That we definitely don't assume that he meant that all 80 should be part of the Korban. Even though it was Stam, he didn't say anything, didn't have anything in mind. But one thing is for sure, that we don't assume that he meant all 80 should be. Which means, if there is any assumption of what he meant, it would probably have been that he meant la'achrayis. But, on the other hand, Hilopel did not have that kavana either. He didn't have in mind clearly that I only mean 40, and the other 40 should be for achrayis. And that is the machloikis. Chizki holds that even though he didn't have clear das, that 40 should be holy, nevertheless, since a klei shoras is mekadesh without das, so the shechita, which is done through the clay shoras, through the knife, automatically is mekadesh 40 lechem out of the 80, because that's the amount we need here. So automatically the clay shoras is mekadesh whatever belongs to that korban, since 40 belongs to the korban. So the clay shoras is automatically, without him having specific intentions, is mekadesh those 40. And therefore Chizkiya says that 40 are kodesh, and therefore the korban is a kosher korban. Just because we don't know which 40, that's why all of them have to be eaten with the kedusha of lachmei toide. But Rabbi Yochanan says that Kli Shoret is not Mekadesh without intentions. And since he didn't have specific intentions here, that he wants 40 to be Kodesh and the other 40 should be only Lachrayas, so therefore, even though we don't assume he meant that all 80 should be Kodesh, but still, since he didn't have outright Kavonah that 40 should be Kodesh out of the 80, and since Kli Shoret is not Mekadesh without proper intentions, therefore he says they are not Kodesh, and therefore he says that the whole Korban is not Kodesh. But there's another way to learn Pshat in this Gemara, the way Rashi explains, that Be'emes, Abaye holds that everyone agrees that the Korban Godel Kamacham, that when he brought 80, he meant that all 80 should be part of the Korban. The Machloikis is whether the Kli Shoret is Mekadesh against the will of the person, that even though he meant that 80 should be Kodesh, but the Kli Shoret is Mekadesh, what is fit for the Korban, even against the will of the person. And that's what Chizkiah holds, and that's why he says that the Korban is Kodesh. But Rabbi Yochanan holds the Kli Shoret is not Mekadesh against the will of the person, and since we assume that the will of the person was that all 80 should be Kodesh, therefore he says the whole thing is not Kodesh. It comes out the difference between these two pshatim is what the meaning of the word Shiloi Medas. According to the first pshat we said, the word Shiloi Medas means without das. And according to the second pshat, Shiloi Medas means against the das, against the will of the person. But Chizkiah holds it's Mekadesh against the will, that's why it's Mekadesh only what it's supposed to. That's why it's Kodesh, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it is not Mekadesh that way. And the Gemara continues, the Papa says, the Kul Alma, everyone holds Kli Shoret Mekadesh and Shiloi Medas. That the Kli Shoret is Mekadesh without das. V'hocha besakim komiflige. Here the Machloikis is considering the knife. Marsover, one holds Sakan Mekadeshes ki Kli Shoret, that a Sakan has the same din like a regular Kli Shoret. And therefore, since by a regular Kli Shoret it's Mekadesh Loi Medas, so the Sakan is also Mekadesh Loi Medas. And therefore the Lechem is Kodesh. Omar Sover and the other one holds Rabbi Yochanan holds Sakan, keeping the lastly Toich, a knife, since it has no inside, it's not a clay kibble. It has no place to receive it, it's a flat piece. Ain't a Mekadesh like a Kli Shoret. It's not Mekadesh like a Kli Shoret. It's not. And therefore the Lechem is not Kodesh. So if it would have the proper intentions, then it will become Kodesh, because that is the din that through the Shechita of the Korban, the Lechem is Kodesh. But here we want it to become Kodesh just because it's a Kli Shoret. Now that is different by Yisakim, because it's not a real Kli Shoret. Yikid Amren, some say, that the Papa said differently, that the Kul Alma, everyone holds, that Kli Shoret a Mekadesh Nelo Medas. A Kli Shoret is not Mekadesh unless you have Das. Here the machloikis is concerning a sakin. Maybe a sakin is better than a regular Kli Shoret. Mas everyone holds sakin alimim Kli Shoret. The sakin is stronger than a Kli Shoret. The af agav the less loitoich mikadsha. That we see that even though it has no inside, nevertheless it's mikadish. So b'meile it's stronger in other dinim also. So even though a regular Kli Shoret is not mikadish unless there's das, by a sakin, even if there is no das, it's Mekadesh. And that's the opinion of Chizkiah. And the proof he has that a sakin is different, because we see that even though it's not a real kela, it doesn't have a toich, nevertheless it could be Mekadesh. Because normally, what is Mekadesh de Lechem? The shechita of the korban, which is done through the sakin. So we see a sakin is even stronger than a regular Kli Shoret. And that's why it could be Mekadesh, even without das. Or Marasover, the other one, which means Rabbi Yochanan holds, sakin lo yalim lim Kli Shoret. A sakin is not stronger than a Kli Shoret. And since it's not stronger, just like a Kli Shoret is not Mekadesh only Midas, so Sakin is also Mekadesh only Midas. And since here there is no Das, so it's not Mekadesh, and therefore he holds that all 80 are not Kodesh. Concerning what the Gemara said before, the Koyen Godel, which is Miskarev La'avoide, he has to bring two Esrayna Seifo, one Lihimoshchai and one Lichinuchai. And Marbar Avashe said that he has to bring three, and the Gemara explains that there's no Machloikis here. But if he didn't do the avoid as a Kohen Hedit yet, then he brings three. If he did do the avoid as a Kohen Hedit once before, then he only brings two. So Rashik Saviad and Toises bring that there is a pshat that this is only talking about Yom Kippur. And if he started doing the avoid on Yom Kippur, that's when he has to bring three korbanos. But then Rash and Toises say that you can't say that pshat because a korban yochid is not brought on Yom Kippur. So explain the Havamina, why should we think it's only talking about Yom Kippur? So the pshat is, because all other times, the Avodah doesn't have to be done through the Kohen Gadol. The only day it has to be done through the Kohen Gadol is Yom Kippur. So, and therefore, that pshat holds that only on Yom Kippur, he has to bring the three korbanos, because that's when he must do the Avodah. But Tosfos and Rashi say that this is not the right shot because b'chol you don't bring a korban yochid on Yom Kippur. It's also important to know that in the Rishalmi, in the beginning of the seventh Perek of Shkolim, there it says that a Kohen Gadol, when he is niskanet to do the avoda, he brings two. And there it comes out that even if he never brought a korban as a Kohen Hedyot before, still he only brings two. Because there it says, boy b'yoyim niskanet b'tchilul avoda, boy b'yoyim nisman aliyas Kohen Gadol, maybe shtayim, achas v'chinuchoy, v'achas l'avoda sayon. So it comes out that this is a steer to our Gemara. There is a machloikis between the Yerushalmi and our Gemara, because now Gemara says clearly that if he never did the avoid as a Kohen Hedyot, then he brings three korbanos. And in Yerushalmi it says that he brings two korbanos. But in the case of Mishnah and the Rambam is Mashmah that he holds that there is no machloikis between the Yerushalmi and our Gemara. Because the Rambam, in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perek Hei Halacha Yedzayin says, Kohen Sheli Avadat Dayim Yomov, Sheminu a Kohen Gadol, a Kohen that never did the avoid before. And they appointed him Kohen Gadol. Hareza maybe Asiris Seifa. He brings Asiris Seifa v'oibde b'yode b'tchilo k'sharchinach kol Kohen Hedyot. So he has to bring Asiris Seifa like any Kohen Hedyot. B'achakach makriv Asiris Seifa shniyo shirchinach Kohen Gadol. Then he brings the second one, which is the chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. B'achakach makriv Asiris Seifa shlishis shichavite Kohen Gadol shemakriv b'chol yoy. Then he brings the third Asiris Seifa, which is the chavite Kohen Gadol, which is makriv every day. And on this, the Kesef Mishnah says, that this is quoted in the Yerushalmi where it says, "Boy b'yoyim niskara b'tchilo l'avoyde, boy b'yoyim nismana li yiskayin gadol, mevi shtayim, achas l'chinuchoy, v'achas l'avoyde sayoyim." And then he continues, "Mashakosav v'achakach makriv, asir es eifesh lishis," and when the Rambam says that you makriv a third one, push it through, that simple. So we see that to the sheet of the Rambam, where he says that you have to be makriv three karbonis, he says that the source is the Yerushalmi, and it comes out that he learned that the pshat in the Yerushalmi is that these two are extra ones. Concerning the third one, the Yerushalmi is not even talking about. The fact that he has to bring one, like he has to bring every day because it's the Michas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, that the Yerushalmi is not talking about. That's obvious. That's what he means, poshetu. He just means that in addition to the one that you always bring, he brings two. And that's what he quotes as a source to the Rambam. So b'chlal, we have to understand why he quotes the Yerushalmi as a source, not our Gemara. But whatever the answer should be to that question, what we do see, that he holds that there is no machloikis between the din that you have to bring three and the Yerushalmi. So obviously he learns that the Yerushalmi, when it says that you have to bring two, he means two in addition to the Minchas Chavitin that you have to bring every day. This is the way the Kesef Mishnah learned. But it seems like other Mefarshim learn different, and they learn that there is like a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the reason that Rambam paskens that you have to bring three, because when there is a machloikas between Bavli and Yerushalmi, you paskens like Bavli. So since the Bavli says three, the Rambam paskens three. But still we have to understand, what is the svara for the machloikas between Bavli and Yerushalmi, that the Bavli holds that he has to bring three, and the Yerushalmi holds that he has to bring only two. So it seems like the machloikas is whether a Kohen Gadol is also a Kohen Hedyot. Is the pshat that a Kohen Gadol is a separate category, and he is not a Kohen Hedyot too? It's not a pshat that he is a Kohen Hedyot, plus he is more than a Kohen Hedyot. But the pshat is that he is a separate category of Kohen Gadol, or is the pshat that the Kohen Gadol is also a Kohen Hedyot. But in addition to that, he has more than a Kohen Hedyot. And we could say that this is a machloikis. And if we're going to say that the Kohen Gadol also has the Kedush of a Kohen Hedyot, then he also needs the special Asir Se'efa, because he is nischanach to be a Kohen Hedyot. And in addition to that, he needs the Asir Seifa because he's Nishanach to be a Kohen Gadol. But if we're going to say that the Kohen Gadol doesn't have the Kedusha of the Kohen Hedyot, then he has no need to be Makriv and Asir Seifa because he is Nishanach to Kohuna. He is not Nishanach to be a Kohen Hedyot. He's only Nishanach to be a Kohen Gadol. So he should bring a Mincha for being a Kohen Gadol, and then the Minchas Chavitin that you're supposed to bring every day, and that's all. So it seems like this is the Machloikas between Bavli and Yerushalmi. And the Oseh Meach Taka says that this is really the machloikas, whether we say avneitoi shel kohen gadol, zehu avneitoi shel kohen hedyot, or not. Do we hold that the avneit, the gartel of the kohen gadol, is the same as the gartel of the kohen hedyot, or we say it's not? And he says that the one that holds that the gartel of the kohen hedyot is made of boots, and the one of the kohen gadol is made of shatnes, then it comes out that the kohen gadol doesn't have a chelik of the kohen hedyot in him. But if we're going to hold that the avneit of the kohen hedyot is also made of klayim, it's the same avneit, so that'll go according to the Shita, that the Kohen Gadol does have the Kedusha of the Kohen Hedyot in him. And therefore, Our Gemara, Bavli, that holds that the Avnit of the Kohen Hedit was also Klayim, holds that there is a Gedush of Kohen Hedit in the Kohen Gadol, therefore he holds that when he became a Kohen Gadol at the same time, when he started his Avoid, also the Kohen Hedit has to bring three. One for becoming a Kohen Hedit, then one for becoming a Kohen Gadol, and one for Minchas Chavitin. But the Yerushalmi will hold that a Kohen Gadol doesn't have in him the Gedush of Kohen Hedit. The Mele, he doesn't have to bring the korban for being his chanach as a Kohen Hedit. So all he has to bring is for being his chanach as a Kohen Gadol and the Minchas Chavitin. That's why the Yerushalmi holds that you only bring two. Concerning what the Gemara said later on, concerning Chometz, that if he shechted the korban Pesach and he had Chometz, he's oigran dar av of leisishchet al Chometz dam zivchi. And it says there whether the Shoichet has Chometz or the Zoyrik, or Le'echad Ibn Chaburo. And then the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yehuda says, that this doesn't only apply to the Korban Pesach, but also to the Korban Tomid. That if he shechted the Korban Tomid when he had Chometz, he's also over on the lav of Le'ishchad al-Chometz Dam Zivchi, because he explains that the word Zivchi means my Korban, Korban Nam Yuchadli, that is the Korban Tomid. But Tosa says, that when the Gemara said, that if one of the Bnei Chabura had Chometz, also over on the lav of Leisishchat, this only applies to the Korban Pesach, but not to the Korban Tomid. Because you can't say that by the Korban Tomid, when one person in the world who is considered one of the Bnei Chabura of the Korban Tomid has Chometz, so then the Shoichet should be over. Concerning the Korban Pesach, since we have a certain group who's appointed themselves on this Korban, so if any one of them have Chometz, there is a lav of Leisishchat of Chometz Dam Zivchi. But concerning the Korban Tomid, who would be the Bnei Chabur of the Korban Tomid? All the Eden, because the Korban Tomid is a Korban Tzibur, it's a Korban of Klal Yisrael. It would mean that if anybody in the world, any Yid, has Chometz, then there's a lav of Leisishchat of Chometz Dam Zivchi. Therefore, Tosfos says, concerning the Korban Tomid, it would only mean if the Shoichet had, or the Zoyrek had, but not if Echad Bnei Chabur had. But the Keren Oire asked the Kasha, why not? Why should this Deen be different by the Tomid than for the Korban Pesach? If we say that the Pasuk Leisishchat al-Chometz Dam Zivchi applies to the Korban Tomid also, and all the Yidin are the Bailim, the owners of the Korban Tomid, then why shouldn't the Din be that if one Yid in the world has Chometz, then there is a lav of Leisishchat al-Chometz Dam Zivchi? But the answer to this is that there is a difference between the connection that the Bnei Chabura have to the Korban Pesach and the way Klal Yisrael has to the Korban Tomid. The Bnei Chabura, Legabe the Korban Pesach, they are considered the Bailim of the Korban Pesach, because they, as individuals, are the owners of the Korban Pesach. But when we have a Korban that belongs to the Tzibur, to Klal Yisrael, we don't say that it belongs to each individual Yid as a separate person. It belongs to all the Yidin together as a Tzibur. And we know that the Geder of a Tzibur is a special Geder. It is not a Pshat of a Tzibur means that it's made up of many Yechidim and many individuals. A Tzibur means that when they all get together, it turns into one unit called Tzibur. And each individual person loses his specific individual identity as part of the Tzibur. And that's why the Din is that Tzibur loy mes, that there is no such thing as a Tzibur dying. And that is why there is a whole discussion whether a child concerning a Korban Tzibur, the Din of Chatos Shemesa Balel. Like this, there's a Din by a Chatos that if the owner died, so then the Chatos has to die. There's nothing you can do with that Korban. What happens if it's a Chatos of a Tzibur and some members of the Tzibur died? Do we also say that that's called a Chatos Shemesa Balel? And the reason we shouldn't say it is because the Tzibur doesn't die, which means that even though the individuals died, but the Tzibur is not made up of individuals, even though physically it's made up of individuals. But the concept of Tzibur is a new unit, that even though one individual, many individuals may die, but nevertheless, the Tzibur as a whole is the same. And therefore, concerning the Korban Tomid, even though the Tzibur is the Bailim of the Korban Tomid, nevertheless, we can't say if one individual Yid had Chometz, there should be a lav of Leisishchat al-Chometz Dam Zivchi. Because this individual Yid, as an individual, is not the Bailim of the Korban. He's only Bailim of the Korban because he's part of the Tzibur, but we can't look at him as an individual. But by the Korban Pesach, when these people from the Chabura appointed themselves to the Korban Pesach, so they, as individuals, are Bailim of the Korban, so therefore, if one of them has Chometz, that means that the Bailim of a Korban has Chometz, and there is a lav of Leisishchat al-Chometz Dam. Concerning what we learned before in the Gemara says, how do we know that by the Miluyim, they had Chalos, Rekikin, and Revucha? Chalos and Rekikin are written in the Feirish in the Torah. How do we know Revucha? So the Gemara says, because the Pasuk says, Ze korban arnavon v'shiyakriv l'Hashem b'yoyim himoshach oisoy. And this is a Pasuk concerning a minchas chavitin. And the question is, V'chima lo madnu l'bono b'yoyim himoshchay, elo makish chinuchoy l'himoshchay. Ma himoshchay Revucha, chinuchoy l'Revucha. That we compare the chinuch of the Kohen Hedyet to himoshchay, to the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And we say, just like the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol has Revucha, because the Pasuk says, Beferish murveches. So too the mincha b'shas yimachanach the kohen hedyet also has to be revucha, and since the miluyim were similar to the chinuch, so therefore we understand from here that by the miluyim there was also revucha. So it seems clearly from our Gemara that the minchas chavitin of the kohen hedyet that he brings b'shas is mischanach to be a kohen hedyet, which means the minchas chinuch has to be revucha. Not only does the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol have revucha, but the minchas chinuch of the kohen hedyet also has revucha. But it seems like there's a machloikis between our Gemara and the Torah's Koyanim. As the Shittim Mekibetis brings, and brought on other Mephoshim, for instance, the Mishnah Lemelech, and the Rambam that we mentioned before, in Pedig Hei of Klei Amigdosh, Halacha Yudzayim. Because it says there, concerning the Parsha of Chavitin, Yochel Ma'an Mevi Gimelugin Li'isoren. Avbonov Yiu Mevi'in Gimelugin Li'isoren. And I would think, just like Aaron, by the Minchas Chavitin, has to have three Lugin for his Isoren. So to his children, which means the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyet, needs three lugin for an isor, and Talmud Loimer ze. The Pasuk ze teaches us that only the minchas chavitin of the kohen gadol needs three lugin, and not the minchas chinuch. Then it continues, Yochel, I would think, ma'aron mevi revucha, avbonov mevi in revucha, but just like Aaron, the kohen gadol for his minchas chavitin, brings revucha, so to a kohen hedyet by his chinuch also brings revucha, Talmud Loimer ze. So the Pasuk says there that this is a din only by the korban of Aaron and not by the korban of his children. So we see clearly from the Torah's Kohanim, the Torah's Kohanim learn that the Kohen Hedyet does not bring Revucha. And in our Gemara it seems clearly that it does bring Revucha. So it seems like there's a clear machloikis between our Gemara and the Torah's Kohanim. And since whenever there's a machloikis between the Gemara and the Torah's Kohanim, the halacha is like the Gemara, that's why the Rambam paskens like that. Because in that same halacha that you mentioned before, when the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol, who started doing his avodah, and he never was maki before as a Kohen Hedyet, has to bring three korbanos, the Rambam says, Umay se shloshton shovehu. And the action, the making of all three korbanos are the same. Now if we're going to learn, like the Torah's Koyanim, that the mincha of the Kohen Gadol is revucha, and the minchas chinuch of a kohen hedyet doesn't have revucha, so how could the Rambam say all three are the same? Well, really, they're not the same. One of them has revucha in it, because one of the three is a minchas chavitin, and the other one, which is a minchas chinuch, shouldn't have revucha. But since we're saying that according to our Gemara, even the minchas chinuch also has revucha, and the Rambam paskens like our Gemara, that's why the Rambam says that ma'ase shloshton shavuhu, that they're all the same. But on the other hand, the chura is still not the same. Because the Torah's Kohenim says that the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol had three lugin. But the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyet does not have three lugin. And there we don't see that our Gemara should argue. So l'chura, there is no reason to say that our Gemara holds that it is the same. So the Pashtas, we would assume that we paskin like a Torah's Kohenim. That the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol has three lugin. And the Minchas Chinuch doesn't. So l'chura, they're not the same anyway. So how could the Rambam say that Ma'ase Shloshton Shavu? So the Mishnah of the Melech says that probably the Rambam holds that from our Gemara it seems that by the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyet you also had three Lugin. Because if you are Makish, Minchas Chavitin and Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyet, L'gabba the Din of Revucha, we're Makish it completely. And therefore we would say that just like the Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol has three Lugin, the Minchas Chinuch of a Kohen Hedyet should also have three Lugin. I, one would ask, if we hold it in both things, the Gemara argues against the Torah's Koyanim, what will we do with the Drosha Zeh? The Torah's Koyanim learns this out from a Pasuk Zeh. But now that we say that both Dinim, Minchas Chinuch of a Koyan Hedyet is like the Minchas Chavitin, what do we do with Zeh? So he says that we find in the Torah's Koyanim other Droshas from the word Zeh anyway. And especially, he says, according to what the Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis, in the ninth Perek of Menachos, Mishneh Gimel, he says that what does Murbechas mean? Murbechas means Merube B'Shemen. It has a lot of oil in it. So now that we're saying that according to Rambam, he learns like our Gemara, that the Minchas Chinuch also was Merbecha, so it comes that Minchas Chinuch also had a lot of oil. Now, if it had a lot of oil, so probably it had three lugin of oil, and therefore the Rambam says that Ma'ase Shloshton Shav. Concerning B'di Evit, If the Kohen Gadol did his avoide without first bringing his minchas chinuch, so the Rambam paskens in Hilchos Kli Amigdash Peirik Hei Alochat Zayin that Kohen Gadol shavad bigunde gedoyle koydim sheyavi asira seifo avedosik sheira. And the Mishnah Lemelech brings that in Toiras Koyanim it says it is possible. And he says that the Korban Aaron writes there that you're medayik from the word zeh, since it says zeh, that means it's me'ake b'di'evit. But the Mishnah Melech himself writes that the Torah Sefer is a mistake there. That the Iker Gisa has to be that it is kosher. And he brings that ayah that we must say it's kosher. Because if you're going to say that a Kohen Gadol that does the avoid without bringing first his Michas Chinuch, his avoid is possible, so it comes out of the Anyam Kippur, where the Din is that everything must be done through the Kohen Gadol. If a psul happened to the Kohen Gadol, so then someone else will come in his instead and continue the Avodah. And since the only way he could do the Avodah is if he first brings a Minchas Chinuch, so obviously he will have to bring a Minchas Chinuch first before he will be able to continue the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. So if so, why does the Gemara say in the first Perek of Yuma that if Ira by Psulach HaTomei Shel Shachar, if a psul happened to the Kohen Gadol after the Korban Tomei Shel Shachar, so we have to have a second Kohen Gadol come in, but me mechanchim, how are you mechanel the second Kohen Gadol? But l'chura, what's the Gemara's kasha? You mechanel him through his Minchas Chinuch. Since anyway, before he starts doing any avoid as Kohen Gadol, he must bring a Minchas Chinuch. Because if he won't bring, it's possible. So the Chinuch is through his Mincha. So what is the Gemara's question? How are you mechanel him? Therefore, we must say that the emes the avoid is kosher, even if he doesn't bring him in chinuch. And anyam kippur, being a tzim kippur yontev, you're not allowed to bring him in chinuch, because minchas chinuch is a korban yochid, and a korban yochid you don't bring anyam kippur. As we quoted before from Tosfos here, it says that anyam kippur you don't bring the minchas chinuch because a korban yochid. And nevertheless, we say that a Kohen Gadol takes over in the middle of Yom Kippur, even though he doesn't bring his minchas chinuch then. Obviously, that b'di'evet, even if he didn't bring the minchas chinuch as kosher. And that's why the Gemara asked the question there, that how are you mechanech the Kohen Gadol if he takes over after the Tomei Shel Shachar? And we can't answer he's mechanech because he brings his minchas chinuch, because on Yom Kippur you don't bring a minchas chinuch. And nevertheless, he's able to do the avoide because b'di'evet is kosher. The only question is, how is it mechanech? But from there we see clearly that b'di'evet, if he does the avoide without first bringing his minchas chinuch, his avoide is kosher.